This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Man, I'll tell you what, I missed the outrage. I really did. I've missed it for 4 years. I forgot what the outrage was like with the lunatics on the left. Man, I'm so sorry I forgot. I don't know what to say. I really don't, other than welcome back to the screams, the shrills, the cursing, the doom and destruction. And welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Busy day for you today. The president, any moment now, is going to sign some executive orders, particularly, which is something that makes me very excited, officially overturning Biden's Title IX rewrite and getting men out of women's sports. That's going to happen momentarily at the White House. We are bringing it to you live, and I'm very, very excited about that because this is a big deal. It really is. It's a big deal. Keeping biological dudes out of women's sports needs to happen. It's a really important thing, and I, for one, am grateful that the president is going to do this. I texted our buddy Paula Scanlon today, seeing if maybe she can come on the show, but I think she's actually at the White House. I know, obviously, Riley Gaines is there. So a lot of these women who've been dealing with all this over the years, they're going to be there today for the president's signing. But I texted Paula this morning. I was like, hey, come on the show today. And she's like, I don't think I'm going to have time. And I said, are you going to the White House? And she hasn't written me back. So I'm assuming the answer to that is yes. But we'll find out. Anyway, it's going to be a good thing when it happens. The president has not committed to troops in Gaza. That was said today by Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt. I'm going to just say this because it's the only way we're all going to keep sane for the next 4 years. So let me just sort of get this out of the way real fast. We've been through this rodeo before. This isn't our first time. And just like how the left is freaking out over everything, I'm just going to say to my fellow conservatives and libertarians out there, just take a breath and remember that Trump says a lot of things. Like, there's a lot of bluster with this guy. There's a lot of things. I really don't think we're going to be turning the Gaza Strip into the Riviera anytime soon. I don't think that's going to happen. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think we're going to be occupying this. I don't think we're going to be sending the military there. I don't think we're going to be fighting the Arab world. All right? I don't see those things happening. Why Trump says these things, you got to ask him. I don't know what to tell you. But it's like the tariff thing, too. You know, the Wall Street Journal editorial board writes that the dumbest trade war ever lasted like 12 minutes. I know we're all recovering from the great North American trade war of 2025. I myself have stories. I tell you, never forget. I mean, hashtag never forget. Am I right? How close we came to losing our avocado toast. How close we came to losing maple syrup and maple cookies. And other maple-flavored things, maple candies, We came this close. I, for one, will never forget. I've already told my children harrowing stories of it, how I was almost not able to get Corona for my Super Bowl party and my guac. Anyway, the point is, yesterday after the show, the president does his press conference and he talks about America occupying the Gaza Strip and turning into the Riviera and all this other stuff. And people on the right started freaking out. And I'm just saying, everybody has to take a deep breath, or we're not going to survive. We're all going to have heart attacks. Everybody, I mean, the whole country is going to have a giant heart attack. Because the way the left is screaming today, I have montages for you. Montages of lefties out there in front of they're all trying to one-up each other, too, with the grandstanding. Because you got Count Grandstangela, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage Band. You've got America's Mother-in-Law. You got some crazy guy saying that Elon Musk is going to bring apartheid to America. Yeah, there's that. And then just the usual shrills and shrieks and everything else. And then what I just don't want to do is I don't want to have a situation where every time Trump says something, we turn around and go, I got on our side. We're like, that's it. They've already drafted articles of impeachment against him. That was introduced today by, and thanks to Amy, Princess of Profanity, for sending that my way earlier today. And we have the audio of it for you, and this is going to get stuck in your head. But Al Green just brought articles of impeachment. So, I mean, bravo. I had my money on Super Bowl, post-Super Bowl Monday, for when they dropped their first articles of impeachment against President Trump. I didn't think I thought it was going to be Valentine's Day. I figured the Democrats, out of love, would drop articles of impeachment against the president on Valentine's Day. You know, wrap it with a bow and a kiss and be like, you know, here we go. We're going to just help once again to make you even politically stronger by impeaching you, not delivering, not removing you from office, and once again, making you more politically invincible. I thought they would wait to give them that Valentine's Day gift to, like, literally Valentine's Day. But hey, some people consider Valentine's Day to be a season. I'm not one of those people. But some people do. You know, and they think the whole month of February is all about candies and kisses and hugs. And you know what, kids? That's not real life, is it? Of course not. Of course, one freaking day and end it. All right. You get one day and end it. That's it. I don't need every day with chocolate hearts and cards and kiss. No. But for the Democrats, their love of Trump, to drop articles of impeachment on him now, it's too early. By the time Valentine's Day comes, he's going to forget what you've done for him. So what I would suggest to Representative Green of Texas is take it back, man. Walk it back and then give it to him on Valentine's Day. And you could do your speech by saying, Mr. President, we know we have no chance of actually removing you from office, but we want to do this for the third time. A trifecta. So you can say you were a thrice impeached president and you beat the rap all three times. Because what the hell? Four indictments or 972 if you add up all the charges, and twice getting impeached and beating all of that and then getting elected president again still isn't enough to say I'm a badass or I'm a bad MF-er. You know what I mean? It's the one that says bad mother on it. Am I right? No, we want to give you a third impeachment that you're going to beat. That's love. That's love right there. A love that only the Democrats can deliver to this president. So with that, why don't we start with Representative Green from Texas as he tries to give President Trump this early Valentine's Day gift. And I have to say, it's not a season, man. For those of you out there looking for love in all the wrong places, all I can say to you is that this might be a time for you to call California psychics. Or maybe you're on wife number two, like Big Lou. Maybe wife number three. I don't know. What do I know? Or maybe this Valentine's Day, you're going to go with Wet February and do the woots. You know what I mean? A little woot woot, right? Yeah. Or maybe for Valentine's Day, you're going to buy somebody a timeshare. And if you do, I got a guy to get you out of that timeshare. And he's not a lawyer. Not a lawyer. He hates lawyers, in fact. We're streaming live on YouTube, by the way. If you want to join the fun, join the chat. And the number is 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. But here's Representative Al Green. The movement to impeach the president has begun. Cut 32.
And I stand here today in the well to denounce what was said, to denounce what the president said, to denounce the complicity of the prime minister of Israel, and to remind people that Dr. King was right. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And injustice in Gaza is a threat to justice in the United States of America. I rise to announce that the movement to impeach the president has begun. I rise to announce that
yes.
I will bring articles of impeachment
yes.
against the president for dastardly
yes.
deeds proposed and dastardly deeds done.
Stop. I didn't know there were dastardly deeds. Did you know there were dastardly deeds? I didn't know there were dastardly deeds. Did you? No. And I'm going to do something for you right now. And you're not going to be happy with me about this. But don't blame me. You can blame your buddy Amy, Princess of Profanity, for this. Dastardly deeds done dirt cheap. Okay? Now it's going to be in your head all freaking day, just like it's in mine. Dastardly deeds done dirt cheap. Da-na-na-na. Dastardly deeds done dirt cheap. See what I did there? She did it, not me. Not me. Don't blame me. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. Okay? All right? This isn't me. But I didn't know there were dastardly deeds. I had no idea. I had no idea. I mean, okay, let's back it up, though, just to make sure that I'm clear about this. Because, you know, I was joking about supporting this impeachment because I thought it would help President Trump become even more politically invincible, to be the only president in American history to beat the rap a minimum of three times. I mean, I imagine Democrats will impeach him probably at least three more times. But now, this is new information I didn't have a few minutes ago. I didn't know there were dastardly deeds. Had I known there were dastardly deeds, I would have been on board with this impeachment. So please back it up so I can hear that again.
Announce that the movement to impeach the president has begun. I rise to announce that I will bring articles of impeachment against the president for dastardly deeds proposed and dastardly deeds done.
What?
I also rise to say that the impeachment movement is going to be a grass-up movement, not a top-down. The people have got to move forward. The people have to demand it. And when the people demand it, it will be done. I did it before. I laid the foundation for impeachment.
How'd that work out for you? Wait, but there weren't dastardly deeds done back then, though. There were no dastardly deeds. You see, that's the difference. This is why I know it's going to be successful this time. So mark it down. I've been right about everything. Doug Burgum, okay, every good political prognosticator thought Doug Burgum was going to be the next president. But don't count that against me. Otherwise, mark it down right now, three, whatever time it is, it doesn't matter, because you might be listening at a different time, that due to the dastardly deeds done, Trump is out. They will succeed this time. I'm trying to find it in the Constitution, though, the dastardly deeds clause of the. I know that the president can be impeached for high crimes, misdemeanors, bribery, but I don't see dastardly deeds. I'm not seeing that here in the. And again, this is I have my pocket Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Trying to find, let me go to the, you know, you go to the, what do they call it? The index. You go to the index. Look under D's. I didn't realize this. Amendment XXVIII. The president can be impeached for dastardly deeds done. I had no idea. See, you thought the Constitution ended with Amendment XXVII. But no, it's XXVIII or XXVIII, as we say in the constitutional scholar business. A president can be removed for dastardly deeds done. Sorry, Mr. President. I've been a supporter since 2015. I've had your back many times, but I can't let this stand. Dastardly deeds? No, sir. No, sir. Not on my watch. Not on my... Can we rewind it just again to hear exactly what this man has done? Could we just rewind it a little bit for me, please? Go ahead.
Impeachment.
Thank you.
Against the president for dastardly deeds proposed and dastardly deeds done.
Dastardly deeds done. That's it. I'm out. I'm off the Trump train. Woo woo. I'm gonna get my little choo-choo hat. Give it back. I didn't know there were dastardly deeds done. I thought they were just dastardly deeds proposed. But you've crossed the dastardly deeds threshold now when you've done the dastardly deeds, right? Anybody can propose a dastardly deed, but to do the dastardly deed, totally different. Totally different thing. So I'm just saying, you know, I missed this, didn't you? I mean, looking back now, in the 4 years of the first presidency of Donald Trump, I guess I forgot. I don't know. I mean, all this outrage, and I thought they'd wait a little bit longer. I don't know. It's kind of early. The guy's been there like 2 weeks, but no, they're going right. You know what I mean? Like right in. And I guess good. I forgot. You know, it's like when you find something like a toy from when you were a kid and you're like, oh, man, I love playing this game. Like Patrick has an old school Pac-Man machine. And every now and then, like, I discovered Dig Dugs on there. And I started playing Dig Dug the other day. And I was like, I love this game. I forgot how much fun Dig Dug was and Dig Dug 2. But I forgot how much fun it was with all of these Democrats losing their freaking S at everything Trump does. And I forgot about the ruckus chants, like Cut 19, for example, led by Chuck Schumer. I mean, listen to the enthusiasm of this crowd. This is a movement here. You can hear it. You can capture it. You can feel it. You can feel the outrage. You can feel the sense of outrage among the people when Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, comes out and leads them in this chant. I mean, not since they marched on the Lincoln Memorial have I heard this kind of energy coming from Democrats. So, Cut 19.
I'm going to stand with you in this fight, and we will win.
We will win.
We will win. We will win. We will win. We will win. We
will win.
We won't rest. We won't rest. We won't rest. We won't rest. Thank you, everybody.
We won't rest. We won't rest. I mean, is that right? You know what it sounds like? It sounds like an uprising at a nursing home, right? And they're like, it's nap time now. And people are like, we won't rest. We want bingo. We want Jell-O. And it's just one guy up there, because that's all it was with that Chuck Schumer. It's just one guy, you know, we won't rest. And then the other people are like looking around, or that guy who leads a chant at a game and nobody catches on. You know what I mean? No one catches on. But no, we won't rest sounds like they're protesting nap time at an adult nursing home. To me, it sounds like that. We won't rest until you change our depends. Give us pudding, and then we might rest. And then half the room's asleep anyway. You know what I mean? To me, that's what that sounds like to me. But I don't know. Maybe that's the movement that America needs. We won't rest till after our movement, if you know what I mean. Because it's the bowel move, right? Yeah. So we want Metamucil. 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 Just back it up to the we won't rest part. Could you do that for me, please? To the we won't rest? Because I think that right there is really the riveting part of this whole movement, the opposition movement against Donald Trump here. Go ahead.
We won't rest. We won't rest.
Yeah.
We won't rest. We won't rest. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Now, if you combine we won't rest and dastardly deeds done, you put them together, that's like the keymaster and the gatekeeper coming together in Ghostbusters, if you know what I mean. The result is going to be a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man takeover of the Trump presidency. So it's been fun. It's been fun. But the end is near. What can I tell you? 855-839-1210. I wish I could tell you that was all I had in terms of Democrats losing their freaking S, but I've got a whole lot more. Like, we haven't even scratched the surface. I don't even think I even looked at the cut sheet yet. So I can't say that by law, but you know, the things that have cuts on it. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. It's a big Monday. We're waiting for President Trump to sign some executive orders. And we're glad you're here. Streaming live on YouTube. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dastardly deeds. Sing it with me.
Thunder.
done dirt cheap. Dastardly deeds, and they're impeachable. Dastardly deeds, and...
Yeah. You got a broken heart.
Did I say it was Monday? My buddy AJ said I said a big Monday. Did I say Monday? Did you guys hear me?
I didn't notice, honestly.
I didn't notice either. And maybe he's listening to... It could be the Odyssey app is just playing Monday's show. That's possible. God, I hope it's not Monday.
Yeah, honestly, it's probably the Odyssey app playing the wrong show.
That's probably what it is. I don't think I said a big Monday, but maybe I did. I don't know. I'm distracted by trying to find the dastardly deeds done clause in the Constitution, Matt, that I'm having a tough time keeping up here. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Amazing things in this Constitution. I've not. I'm aware. Did you know that slavery is illegal in the United States of America?
I was aware. Yes.
I didn't know that. I had no idea. It's apparently the 13th Amendment. I didn't know that. Did you know women could vote? Holy cow!
When did that happen?
I don't know. It's XIX. What does that mean? X. The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. We don't have to follow that one, do we? It says, oh my God! Holy cow! Did you know that alcohol is illegal? After 1 year from the ratification of this article, the manufacture, sale, or transportation of intoxicating liquors, with them the importation thereof into or the exportation thereof from the United States in all territories subject to the jurisdiction thereof for beverage purposes is hereby prohibited. My God. Hell no. Hell no.
Wait,
we
just
have a right
down.
To drink in this country. Absolutely not. This will not stand. I'm sorry, but I say these are dastardly deeds done. We, the people, need to rise up, and we should be allowed to drink our alcohol. Sorry. Did you know
it?
Yeah. Oh, that was repealed. Okay. XXI. Yeah. The 18th Amendment. Oh, okay. It's repealed. Yeah. Oh, so you can drink again. All right. I should probably read this thing. It's fascinating what you learn from this book. The Constitution of the United States of America. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union. What the hell does that mean? Oh, union. Oh, okay. All right. That's it. All right. Very good. Dastardly deeds done dirt cheap. Well done, Justin. I feel like we need to have a mix up of this and perhaps a parody. And maybe Michael Pelka is listening and Stump Brain could help us with that because I think we got something. And of course, you know, obviously it'll be stolen by lots of people who have much more capabilities of production than we do. So you'll hear it again later tonight and probably read about it. But nevertheless, yeah. So that's fun. That's good. The dastardly deeds done clause. See, dastardly deeds proposed, you can't impeach a president for, but dastardly deeds done. It's, you know, that's a no-brainer right there. But if you're thinking to yourself, wait a second, surely there's some reasonable people, and don't call me surely, in the Democrat Party, that's a reasonable question. I understand that point. So we're going to try to find some for you today, right? And that's the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaVanaria, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike is your man. Pam Bondi is now officially the Attorney General of the United States of America. I'm so excited about this. I think it's great. I made me happy. I could tell how proud she was being in the Oval Office today with her husband and her mother. Really outstanding. I mean, just great. She's a great person. Got to know her during this campaign cycle, thanks to our buddy Linda Kearns, who brought me on board with her election integrity program. So I got to go to events with Pam and I got to be on calls with her. And she's just a wonderfully kind and gracious person. And her comments today, while brief, were spot on in terms of what she needs to do as Attorney General. And this is what the Attorney General Bondi, it's got a good ring to it, doesn't it? Cut number 7.
Thank you, President Trump. I've known you for many, many years, and I will not let you down. I am truly honored honored that you have asked me to take on this role, and I will make you proud, and I will make this country proud. And I just want to thank all of my friends who are here today, my dear friends and my family, my mom, my husband, my pastor, Aaron Burke is here, so many of my good friends and my colleagues. So thank you all so much. And I will restore integrity to the Justice Department, and I will fight violent crime throughout this country and throughout this world and make America safe again. Thank you.
Bravo. She's going to do a great job. She's going to do a very, very, she's going to do a great job. Just to paint the picture for you right now, in the East Room of the White House, a whole bunch of women are on stage. This is funny to me, isn't it? Like the guy who was called a sexist has all these women on stage with him, and he's about to sign executive orders to protect the rights of women. I mean, talk about stealing this from the Democrat Party, right? Stealing this away from the Democrat Party. I just think it's amazing. Donald Trump, feminist. Donald Trump, feminist. Feminist icon. He's about to sign executive orders. Been a big ceremony at the White House with a lot of people we know who are on that stage, women. And Donald Trump, the feminist, is about to protect women in sports to be able to compete fairly, that they can have private spaces and not have to worry about having those spaces invaded by biological males. That's what Donald Trump's going to do. And for years, I heard the left say he was sexist. Right. I heard that the women were never going to vote for him. He was going to lose the suburban women vote. I heard this over and over and over again. And now I see this beautiful ceremony. It's about to take place in the White House. And all I keep thinking about is Donald Trump, feminist, about to sign executive orders to protect the rights of women, to restore integrity in women's sports. And the Democrats, because they catered to a very small portion of people, I mean, a very small group of people, transgender biological males who wanted to play in women's sports, and they thought that that was the issue worth falling on the sword for and dying on, and they helped deliver the White House to President Trump because of that issue. And I'm telling you, I've been saying this for years. I knew there was a turning point happening when two women that I knew who were involved in drowning prevention, who were both, they didn't like Trump. They're not fans of Trump in any way, shape, or form. And one of them voted Democrat all the time, but they were both disgusted and offended by what took place at the University of Penn when Riley Gaines had a deal with going against Will Thomas, Leah Thomas. Will's name is, biological name is Will. And Riley and Paula Scanlon had to deal with that. And it was awful. And that's when I started realizing there was a movement out there of parents. And maybe they weren't going to post about it on Facebook. Maybe they weren't going to say anything on social media about it. Because you know what happens. The very small, very, very small minority of people, but they're loud. They have the signs on their lawn. You know, hate has no hope here. We believe in science except biology. Like there is truly, if you look at that sign, we believe in science. There's an asterisk at the bottom of it says, except biology. Who knew? But anyway, they would come after you for that. But I kept saying, Republicans, don't back down on these issues. Stand with women. Stand with women. Stand for women. Protect women. Protect their sports. Protect their spaces. Because everybody has a right to be able to change and not feel threatened and live in a sorority house without some dude walking around sporting wood, which is what happened to those sorority girls at Kappa Alpha Theta at that campus. I forget which campus it was, but big court case over that. So President Trump won, at the end of the day, won suburban women voters and crushed it with urban voters, black and Latino women. And I think this issue played a huge, huge reason. I remember there was an editorial that was written a couple weeks before the election, maybe, and it said, is this the sleeper issue of 2024? And if you remember, I said for years, I was saying this for years. And I kept telling Republicans, when you run for office, run on this issue. Run on this issue. Don't run from this issue. Run on this issue. Because I saw what was happening. The people running for school board elections were winning because they were saying that they were going to get the porn out of the school libraries and they were going to protect women and they were going to fight to make sure that women could play sports and compete against other women. And they would win. And then you'd have Republicans running in the same town for town council, and they would do that typical mealy mushmouth, afraid to take a stance, and they'd lose. And so there was a sea change going on. And this has been years of building up, you know what I mean? Years of building up with moms in yoga pants at school board meetings being told that they were domestic violent extremists and terrorists and the FBI could come and, you know, threatening them to be silent and shut up and don't complain and don't worry about your kids in masks or if there's going to be a vaccine mandate or whether or not the school's going to be closed and don't say anything about those books in the library and just zip it and shut up and sit down. Otherwise, we might send the FBI to your house. It was enough, you know? Enough. So I'm not surprised that Donald Trump won, and I'm not surprised he won with women, and I'm not surprised that Donald Trump is now seizing an issue that you would think would have been a layup for women, which is standing for women's athletics. Think about it. I mean, this is, if aliens came down from another universe, you'd be like, you mean the Democrat Party, that was the party that was screaming for years about equality and wanted to be able to compete and have the opportunity to do as well as men, to do that party surrendered to men? That party surrendered to biological males and said, you can have our jobs, you can have our trophies, you can have our place on the team? Really? You can be the woman of the year to a dude with twiggenberries? You can be a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model? And that party said, we're okay with this. We're not going to stand with women and say, no, listen, if we're doing a swimsuit issue, it should be women in swimsuits, not a dude dress up like a woman. If we're going to do the woman of the year, it should be a, what's the word for it, woman, not a dude dressing up as one. And we're not going to take a trophy away from a woman in women's swimming and hand it to a dude. Because we're the party that stands with women. But the Democrat Party completely, 100% abandoned that because of a very small, very vocal, annoying group of people. And this is what happens. So now Trump today in the White House will have all these women athletes around him, and they'll tell stories. I had a volleyball player who got smacked in the face because a biological male on a women's volleyball team spiked the ball, gave her a concussion, and she had all kinds of horrific injuries. We'll hear lots of stories like that today from the White House. And moms and dads out there who understand what it's like to have daughters, and I have two of them, are going to be cheering this on. Because I don't want my little girls to have to be exposed to this. I just don't want a biological male in their locker room. I don't want a biological male on their teams. I don't want them to work really hard in sports and then one day to lose to a dude because that guy has a testosterone advantage that my little girls don't have. And I remember when Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce Jenner, made this point in Fox News and said, "Listen, I have testosterone. I had testosterone, I have testosterone. And all the hormone replacement therapy in the world doesn't change that." So, like, Leah Thomas, Will Thomas, has testosterone coursing through his veins, and it's not fair that he gets to share the trophy with Riley Gaines. It's not fair that he gets to defeat Paula Scanlon in the pool. It's not fair. It's just not right. And if you stand with women, you protect women. It's not right that a woman has to go into a bathroom and have a guy in there. That's just not right. So Trump's going to be the feminist today and protect women. It's brilliant. It's just how freaking stupid are the Democrats to just completely surrender this issue? Right? Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll come right back. President Trump is starting to speak, and then we'll bring it to you live. We are live right now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, and it's going to be a great day here. So we'll come right back. We'll hear the president. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Waiting a long time for this.
Yeah.
So have I. Actually, it was so ridiculous. But here we are. And this doesn't have to be long. It's just all about common sense. Doesn't have to be long. In a few moments, I'll sign a historic executive order to ban men from competing in women's sports. It's about time. Shrinking force numbers at levels that nobody has ever seen before. 4 years of this we went through, and missed recruiting targets every single month. It was just announced that in December, the U.S. Army had its single best recruitment in more than 15 years. Thanks. Every single day, nearly 350 new soldiers enlisted to defend our nation. And they're very, very happy to have done so. We've done lots of interviews, and we asked why this was taking place now, and they just said there's a spirit about our country that they haven't seen in many, many years. And I happen to agree with that. But it really is clear proof that the spirit is sweeping our armed forces, and we have a great leader in Pete. As you know, we all know Pete so well. He's going to be fantastic, and so many of our great heroes, and people are starting to understand what hero is all about. So that is something that is very important. We've gotten the woke lunacy out of our military. And now we're very importantly getting it out of women's sports. That's taking place very strongly. So in recent years, the radical left has waged an all-out campaign to erase the very concept of biological sex and replace it with a militant transgender ideology. You've heard a little bit about this, haven't you, huh? Just a little bit? Does anybody agree with them?
No!
Not a good thing to say yes for.
By the way, surrounded
female
by women.
Athletes have been forced
surrounded by
the
women,
front
young
lines,
women.
And men. Claiming to be girls.
Riley Gaines right behind the president.
3,500 victories. That's a lot. And invaded more than 11,000 competitions designed for women. Last year, a male cyclist posing as a woman competed in the 800-mile Arizona Trail Race, a very big deal in cycling, and obliterated the woman's course record by nearly 5.5 hours. Sounds like a lot, doesn't it, huh? 5.5 hours, so, but you have to hear the weightlifting records. You think that's bad. The weightlifting's worse. In 2023, a man in women's power lifting broke two world records and outlifted his closest female opponent in one event by 440 pounds. And they continue to defend themselves. Mr. Congressman. You know that, right? They continue to defend themselves. We hope they continue onward because I don't think we can lose a race. This was one of the big reasons that we all won, and it's one of the big reasons that we had a record, a landslide like they haven't seen before, very often anyway. And who could forget last year's Paris Olympics where a male boxer stole the woman's gold medal after brutalizing his female opponent so viciously that she had to forfeit just after 46 seconds, and she was a championship fighter. And actually, they had two women or two people that transitioned, and both of them won gold medals, and they won them very convincingly. But all of that ends today because with this executive order, the war on women's sports is over.
Bravo. Bravo. Sage Steele is there as well today at the White House for the signing ceremony. Excellent. This is a big deal. Democrats are so stupid. They are so dumb to cede this issue. Idiots.
Thank you, everybody.
I mean, talk about talk about a bad, bad political move, right? Stand with a small amount of biological males.
It should have been done long ago, actually. Thank you. Thank you very much. With my action this afternoon, we're putting every school receiving taxpayer dollars on notice that if you let men take over women's sports teams or invade your locker rooms, you will be investigated for violations of Title IX and risk your federal funding. There will be no federal funding.
Good. Excellent.
So this will effectively end the attack on female athletes at public K-12 schools and virtually all U.S. colleges and universities. I don't think we've missed anything, but if we do, we'll make it up very quickly with an order. And I don't think we will at all. I want to, before we go on, I want to thank so many people that have worked so hard in the political establishment, and they're before me largely, and I think I'm gonna miss a few. It always happens when you do this, but it's just one of those things. But we have many senators here, many governors here, many state attorneys generals here. They're all over the place, actually. I see some of them went after me, but they failed. And they're really friends, and they're friends of women's sports, that I can tell you. So, Senator Marsha Blackburn, where's Marsha? Hi. Senator Katie Britt. Thank you, Katie. Mike Lee, where's Mike? Mike. I love his new haircut. I love that haircut, Mike. He just said the hell with it, right? I think you look great. Senator Cynthia Lummis. Cynthia, where are you? Cynthia, hi, Cynthia. Doing a good job. And Roger Marshall. Thank you, Roger. Great. Mark Wayne Mullen, Oklahoma. I love Oklahoma. I don't know what it is, Oklahoma. I went 77 out of 77 counties. It's never been done. Second was Ronald Reagan. 56, right?
Yeah. Jennifer Say is there, too.
And Tommy Tuberville.
From formerly of Levi coach. Jeans. Hey, our buddy Tommy Tuberville.
You know, his quarterback was named Mahomes. He was a great college coach. And I said, how good was he? He said, you don't want to know how good. He made me into a great coach. He's pretty good quarterback, right? Yeah, he was very good.
You're on shaky ground here, Mr. President.
Also, governors, we have Governor Glenn Youngkin.
That was close.
Virginia, thank you, Glenn.
That was close. Because if he had made a comment about Mahomes and the Chiefs, that would have been dastardly deeds.
Jeff Landry, Louisiana. Thank you, Jeff.
Oh, I know what Fred's sister-in-law is talking about. Oh, she didn't like
you.
Here, just lower it just for a quick second.
Move, you know,
she didn't like that I was saying MF-er. I was referencing Trump. from 2012 when the president was speaking about tariffs and he said it's whether or not we're going to have tariffs or we're going to put tariffs on you, MF-er.
New star.
We had to beep that out. That was the reference I was making. Anyway,
Patrick,
go ahead.
Morrissey, Patrick, congratulations. Great race. A great friend of mine, and he's really helped us at the border, done a great job, of Texas, Greg Abbott. Thank you, Greg.
Here, you can just lower it just for a second as he goes through his introductions. It's kind of a little boring.
Pillen,
wait, you say he hinted at a Casey Pillen win the other day, DeSantis? That can't
be
true.
Really good?
Is it?
It is, unfortunately. He was asked about the Super Bowl, and he didn't say outright that he thought the Chiefs were going to win, but he suggested pretty heavily that Mahomes is the best, and he's going to be tough to upend. But he didn't say who he was rooting for. That's key. He'll be at the game. I think he's the first sitting president to ever attend the Super Bowl, so that'll be exciting. Hopefully he's rooting for the Eagles.
38, 39, and 40. Out of 40.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, he won Pennsylvania.
At the bottom of the
pack. And what state do the Kansas City Chiefs play? Where do they come from?
Missouri. He won Missouri, too.
And if we move
back to the... Yeah, but, I mean, that was a layup.
If you take Idaho...
It was a layup.
Take Iowa, take
we're the state that put him over the top. He should root for the Eagles. He would not be president without Pennsylvania. We all agree on that point, right?
You have Denmark. I agree.
Say you have China that's very high in the pack. Which
oh, there's
no
Kat Kamek right there. Look at her. She looks all happy.
China is very big, but they do a very good job. But
look at that. Senator Dave McCormick's supposed to join us later in the show today. I don't know. Is he going to be able to make it, or is he at the White House right now?
Than any of those
I've been looking for him in the crowd. I don't see him, so... Hopefully
it seems
still
like everybody's there, except for us. But it seems like literally everyone's there. They have little girls there and adult women. They have some young girls, I'd say probably like my daughter Claire's age, maybe like 8, 9, 10, like that.
A person who is so wonderful. Brenna Bird, where are you? Brenna Bird. Thank you.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break? We got to burn a couple spots. We'll come back so we can hear the president actually go through this and talk about the women, get the introductions done. And why don't we do that? Sound good? So we'll come right back. We're streaming live on YouTube. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.